Sub-Zero. Now, Plane Zero.
Plane Zero. Plane Zero. Plane Zero. Plane Zero. Hold up. Hold up. Hold up. Hello, and welcome to another exciting episode of Plane Zero, the podcast dedicated to finding out if the movies of the past hold up in the present so that you can watch them in the future. This is episode 487. My name is Travis.
Nick.
And Jimmy is not with us because he's been busy, because he's been playing Pauly Shore in jury duty.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go. Doing a civic duty. So he hasn't had time to watch movies. So there you go. There you go. Go to planezero.com where you can find links to social media as far as pretty much like Facebook is concerned. But you know, what are you going to do? Hit the store tab. You can find links, from the store tab to buy plenty of shirts for Plane Zero. There's a Not a Deviant shirt. There's the classic logo shirt. There's a bunch of Aaron art, such as a dog with hands of a human.
Mm-hmm.
Or no, is that the feet?
I think it's the feet when the cat has
cat hands. Cat hands. And then what is it? Flamingo nose has a human nose. Instead of a beak. Trying to wet my beak here. But yeah, all that stuff can be found there on the store tab. Or if you just go to TeePublic and search The Obscure Gentleman, you'll find it there. Because that's where it all comes from. This week I picked the movie. I picked...
2000.
Is it, yeah, the year 2000. We were still in high school when it came out.
We were.
College romp road trip in which the guy from Clueless, who had long hair in Clueless but doesn't have it anymore, accidentally sends his girlfriend, who was on the show Clueless, a sex tape of him with the girl from Varsity Blues. And he's like,
The other one.
Yeah, she was on the show.
Yeah, she was.
And he was in the movie.
Yeah, she was Alicia Silverstone, right?
Yeah, she was Cher. And so basically, he goes on a road trip with his friends, and then Paul Rudd was still on it at one point.
What?
But he didn't play that character.
Oh,
yeah, he played a different character, but he was on the show. He was in an episode. And then shenanigans ensue as him and his friends go to try and intercept the tape from the mail
by being narrated by Tom Green.
Tom Green, who's giving a tour of the college. And was also one of their roommates. And he just wants to see a snake eat a rat, eat a mouse.
This is Tom Green at his like peak.
He looks hungry. Anyways.
He does. Bites his hand.
But it's a wild scene. he's narrating it. And, you know, it's basically another movie that's kind of cashing in on the success of the return of like the sex comedy.
If you a teenage boy, you're gonna like it. I think this is better than
I think it's outright funnier and it's less problematic
than American Pie.
I'm not saying it's not problematic, but it is less problematic than American Pie was.
Yeah.
Mostly because it doesn't have a scene where a guy's just like filming a woman without her consent.
Correct.
Yeah.
I think it's definitely way funnier than American Pie.
Oh yeah. I would agree on that part at least because this also introduced the world to DJ Quails, star of the new guy.
I've never seen that movie.
It was funny. I haven't watched it in forever, but it was funny at the time.
He's now he looks like a normal person. What are you doing?
your son crawled in here like he was from The Ring.
And it scared the shit out of
me. Did it scare you?
Yeah, it did. But he looks like a normal guy now, but
He's engaged to his Supernatural co-star.
He's one of the ugliest human beings in the world during this time.
Yeah, him and a guy who was a big part of also Supernatural, like they met on the set of that and are now engaged to be wed. So congratulations to them.
Wait, the one that plays the other part?
He was, no, in Supernatural, right? Because DJ Qualls was in episodes of that.
No, but weren't they guy, like camera, like ghost guys?
No, they weren't those characters. DJ Qualls was a hunter.
He what?
Yeah, he was another hunter.
Those ghost guys are someone else?
The ghost facers, they're different characters. Oh, okay. Those guys are awesome.
Yeah, I know.
They're one of the best parts of whenever they show up, it's a delight. The guy that was like there cuz later I don't think you got to it when Dean was in hell. And he had a friend who helped him get through hell. And that guy Benny, that's the actor who played him, is
DJ Qualls' husband?
Going to be, or is. Oh. I don't know. When. But yeah.
I mean, but he's ugly as sin.
He's a normal looking fella now. He's not. No, I don't think he's movie? As ugly. Well, he was just really
in
skinny.
This movie.
He's just awkward and skinny. Your man Kyle's a racist.
He should have played Ichabod Crane.
I can't discount that. Like, I can't argue with that.
That's
like,
what
he's
Ichabod
got the
Crane
look
looks
of,
like in Disney.
When he's drawn. The animated
handsome.
Ichabod Crane. That is correct. Yeah. So, yes. So Sean William Scott, Breckenmeyer. The other guy's name is Paolo Costanzo.
And he sucks.
And then DJ Qualls and Tom Green are their group.
I enjoy watching the movie, but it's like having that one character who is supposed to be like just better than everybody. It just. Really terrible.
He's just a smart guy.
No, but it's like it doesn't come off as that how this guy acts. Like he's just a fucking asshole. It's like having Jared Leto in a movie. Like he's just being Jared Leto.
See, I don't think he's as much. I don't dislike the character for the reasons you do. Like, cause to me he doesn't come off as necessarily an asshole because he's still like
he's
good with his friends.
Me.
He's just. Yeah. And he knows how to figure things out. He's just, but he even says he's awkward. Like weed is what helps balance him out.
But he's not. I don't know. He just seems like he's really cool. No, the best interaction he had was with Andy Dick.
Well, because Andy Dick.
Hey, Cheech. See, like all that. Andy Dick just being in Todd Phillips movies.
There was a time where Andy Dick would be a delight, and then now he killed.
He murdered Phil Hartman.
He murdered Phil Hartman.
Yeah. But then it's like Todd Phillips made these movies.
Todd Phillips, the director of Joker.
And he even made the second one. It just confuses me.
Todd, he's just the guy who wants to make movies.
No, I mean, I know the first Joker is like they're making a movie where they just added the Joker to it. Because if the Joker wasn't on there, they could have still made the movie. It would have been the same thing.
You could just call it Clown.
Clown guy. Clown man.
Just call it Clown.
Sad Clown man.
Or Tears of a Clown.
Yeah, something like that. And they could have played the song. And then the second one, what is it? There's a comedian. His name's Tim Dillon, who I don't like very much, but he's in the movie.
The guy, he's the brother of artist Steve Dillon.
Yes.
No.
No. But have you?
Oh, are you talking about the guy who said it's the worst movie ever made?
No, but yeah, because he's a security guard in Arkham Asylum. And he was saying that while they were filming
him and Domhnall Gleeson's dad,
he said they were just
Brendan Gleeson.
He said they were sitting there, and he was like, "I'm seeing Joaquin Phoenix like sing songs," and then he was like, "And then we're at lunch. We're like, what the fuck is this movie even about?" And I think he was right as far as all that. Like, if you're on the set, you're like, "What's happening here?"
Hideo Kojima evidently loved it. Like there's people out there who love
what
it who think it's gonna
know?
Be, he made Metal Gear Solid.
I know, and
he made Metal Gear Solid. That's enough.
He's made a lot of stupid shit.
Metal Gear Solid's enough.
Hey, can you explain what Death Stranding's about? And he wouldn't
you,
be
no
able
one,
to.
No one can explain what that's about, but they're making a sequel.
I know, and someone has a guitar in it. I don't know. It's just ridiculous. It's gone off the rails.
But yeah, so the whole thing is Breckenmeyer's note has been with his girlfriend since like high school. They went to separate colleges. They're still talking to each other by way of video tape. Like they record messages and then they send them to each other. One night at a college party, in which they auction off women's, Breckenmeyer ends up sleeping with Amy Smart.
Yes.
But it gets recorded and it accidentally ends up getting sent to his longtime girlfriend. And and then that, yeah. So Barry stays behind to feed the snake.
Boston?
Boston, Massachusetts. I said Austin. No, Austin, Massachusetts is what he says, yeah. Boston, Texas. But yeah, I mean, that's the main.
I mean, and then it just all the crazy things that happen as they're on the trip. And probably the most memorable things are always the Horatio Sands. He's like, kind of. He didn't want sugar on his French toast. He's like, oh, I'll get that right for you.
He's got an allergy. But he's so nice about it, too, that it's like it doesn't make sense why he's so mean about it.
But it's just him licking it, and then he throws it in the front and back.
And he does lunges.
And then he walks over there with it in there, walks back, and then as he eats it, it tastes good. It's good.
It's good.
I don't know why that was always so hilarious to me.
I had sex last night.
With a girl.
With a girl.
And he killed a cheetah because she she's a corpulent woman.
Yeah, and then the villain in this movie is the guy who helped bring down Kevin Spacey.
Oh yeah. What else was he in though?
Adventures in Babysitting. He's the one with the magazine.
Dude,
he's the friend.
Exactly the same.
He's also in Star Trek Discovery, which just recently ended. He's from Rent. Like he does a lot of like Broadway stuff too.
Everyone's got AIDS.
Yes, he was in. I think he was in one of the productions of Hamilton.
I'm not gonna.
But lie. Yeah, he. I've never seen it.
You ain't that white.
I guess. Yeah. That's. There's a line, and that's the line. I guess.
You know, I've been on two dates where I said. They're like talking about their like musicals, right? And then, I mean. I don't love musicals.
To me, I picture Hamilton, like, because I've never really heard any of the music. To me, the scene in 22 Jump Street where Jonah Hill's doing beat poetry, that's what I feel like Hamilton is.
No, that's better because it's amazing.
Beat poetry!
Yeah, like that. No, I said where I wasn't a fan because I just can't do it with, like, white people rapping. And, like, you know, it's just embarrassing to me. Like I know Lin-Manuel,
but he also wrote the music
for Moana,
which is amazing. Yeah,
it is. I mean,
because Shiny,
I know he's great, but it just I can't do it. And
no, I agree. I don't know why I can't do him. I think it really is like the
yeah.
It
you don't
that's
like
not rap.
You don't know but how much rap. Like it anger like I had looking at me when I said this twice.
I mean. Yeah, I don't, and I have people keep saying, "Yo, it's really good. You'd probably like it." I'm like, "No,
no."
There's plenty of other musicals that I have no problem watching that I would love to watch. That and there's things that I would like see, you know, in an actual theater, like get that full experience. I don't think that's one of them.
No, I kind of want to see the movie Cats though, just see how crazy,
just to see how bad it is. But that's the movie. Like, you're not saying you want to go see the actual show, which
I mean,
is also not good.
Because it might be, like, really funny.
Well, it's also not good, but it's not so bad that it's, like,
but
so bananas.
But how come people loving it so much?
Because people love stuff.
People
what
just like
do?
Cats? It's bananas.
Well, people want to go see the Cats. What are you going to do? Mr. Rumtub Tugger? Mr. Mephistopheles?
You'll never know their real names. Their masters will never know their real names.
They don't know. Yes, they're Jellicle cats, whatever that fucking means. Anyways.
Wait, so.
Tangent.
Was this after or before Harold and Kumar?
Harold
Kumar is after, Harold
and Kumar was like a little bit after.
I mean, it's just kind of all the same premise of like they're these crazy, like even Eurotrip, which is not him, which is amazing to me, which
yes.
He was.
There's a producer like that's involved with both of those movies, Eurotrip and this one.
Oh, okay.
Like there is a connection, but it's not like that. It's a flat out sequel. It's more of like a spiritual successor to this.
You don't have Vinnie Jones throwing out
calling
slurs.
People eye ties, fucking eye ties.
Hilarious.
Yeah. Yeah.
The grandpa. They go see him. And then they go to the hotel also, and then their car explodes.
And that's when the guy you hate realizes that the world's going to need him.
But that was stupid.
He just makes a weed that no one can test.
No, but...
And now that wouldn't even really matter.
No, it wouldn't. And it didn't... Him saying that, where I was just like, they were very far away from that car.
But if they were still in it... Like, I get... Like, but still, because they didn't...
No.
They got lucky that they were at least walking away from it.
If they were like had just walked out and then exploded and they had to like move, like that's different.
I don't think they're as far away as you make. Like to me, that would still feel like a close call if I lived that.
I wouldn't tell someone I should have died. No, I just hate that character so much.
He could have died.
He just fucking sucks. I think it's just the actor.
I mean, that's feasible.
I mean, because it's just how he was playing. I just fucking hated him. And I've always hated him since I first saw this film.
You never liked that character. This is very true. Because
I do like every... I mean, Breckin Meyer is just being like the normal straight man where he just... What? like Luke Wilson was.
But Luke Wilson's awesome.
That goddamn magic show. Because he gets drunk at one point. So that's why he's awesome.
But he also slaps Matt Walsh. Who's also in this?
We're going to do it again. Is that what he says when he's covered in baby oil?
Yeah. Okay. No, and Matt Walsh is also in this movie because he's the guy who says, you know, there's not a sign of semen anywhere. I'm just saying. And also Todd Barry, the comedian Todd Barry's in this.
How was old school? Like, wait.
Old school was probably like 2003. Old school was after this.
I always think that Old School's his first.
No, this was like his first, like big movie. Todd Phillips' big thing.
And then all the Hangover and shit was all after.
Correct.
Wait, Hangover was after before Old School?
Hangover was after Old School.
That's crazy. I always used to think this was later.
Because Hangover's even after, it's after Starsky and Hutch also.
I enjoy that movie.
No, I'll say this about Todd Phillips.
I mean, aside his from comedies are great.
Aside from Joker, like I feel like he's got a great like row of like just movies.
Well, I don't need like
not including the Hangover sequels,
but Part 2 is funny thing.
It has funny things, but it's not good.
No, it's Home Alone 2.
Yeah, Road Trip was 2000. I was right. Old School 2003. Starsky and Hutch 2004. School for Scoundrels. There's a miss. That's the one with Billy Bob Thornton teaching Napoleon Dynamite how to be a jerk so he can get women. Oh,
that's that movie?
Yeah.
He made that?
Yeah.
I've never seen that movie.
Then The Hangover was 2009. Then Due Date, which I think is amazing.
So do I.
I mean, it is Planes, Trains, and Automobiles without Thanksgiving, but it's still pretty great. Then there's The Hangover 2 and 3. Then he made War Dogs.
I've never seen that. That's with Reed Richards.
Reed Richards and Jonah Hill, the aforementioned Jonah Hill.
Which everyone doesn't like that movie. Or did it do well?
It's got a 7.1 rating on IMDb.
Have you seen it?
I have not. I have not. And then Joker 2019 and Joker Folie à Deux in 2024.
I don't count Joker. I don't know what that is.
Joker was because he felt like you can't make comedies anymore. Everyone likes to make that excuse, like the world's too, you know, you can't make comedies in this climate. No, you just have to know how to make them.
I feel like these people haven't seen, Tim Robinson stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Which is like the greatest things, the funniest things I've ever seen in my life. And they're fairly new.
Yeah. And it's amazing.
No excuse.
Friday, night.
And Nathan Fielder, but he just makes things awkward. Oh my god! Sometimes,
oh,
where you're like, that's just sad.
The rehearsal's an amazing show, and it takes such a crazy swing, like just it swerves in a place, and that adds to its amazingness, in my opinion.
He should win some of award for like just staying like that all the time.
it's outstanding. And it's coming back. I didn't think it would be, but it's coming back, and I'm very happy about that.
Oh yeah, and this movie does also have They go to the all-black college.
That scene's amazing, too.
When they, like, trick them and they have, like, a Klan hood.
Your boy Kenny's a racist.
And they're starting to freak out because, like, they, you know, this all-black college. Like, we have to fucking leave, like, right now.
He faints. And DJ Qualls faints, passes out.
And then he becomes the life of the party because he's drinking. And they play Tricky, which Special K dances to.
Did you watch 30 Rock?
Yes, but...
Okay, no, was one of the guys one of Tracy Morgan's...
That's it was who Grizz, it was.
Right?
Yes.
Or, yeah.
The big guy.
Yeah, the one who actually says your boy Kenny's a racist.
Because I was thinking, like, who is that guy? I've seen him in something. That's where he's from.
I was... Honestly, I was afraid to say if it was one... Yeah, I was afraid to do a racist.
Commit a racist.
I didn't want to be a racist, like, make a racism.
But yeah, and then they do that. And then there's also the part where I think that everyone remembers where Sean William Scott goes up to the lady who's like with the semen.
And then he goes, the nurse?
Yeah, and he talks to her. And then she goes in there and, you know, he's doing a Stifler. And then she sticks her finger up his ass. And then
stop. Yo, keep going.
Yeah, the noise he's making is pretty amazing. And it's really funny. And then makes him blow his load inside the cup. Oh, and then the girl, what's her name? Is she called the slug in Always Sunny?
Gail the snail. You know, she makes you feel bad because you throw salt on her. You feel bad that you salted her, but you're mad at her for making you do it because she's making you feel that way. It's her fault. Yeah. She was also on 24.
That's crazy. Like when I just see her, I just think of her being the snail.
Gail the snail. She's mashing it.
But then... what do you say? What did the Indian guy say after that? Somebody he's like rock hard or something?
the landlord?
Oh, yeah. She does that.
Smashing it.
And then...
Okay, guess what?
What?
Wait, we might have committed a racism.
That guy is in it.
Hold on.
No, we didn't.
I'm checking. I'm double checking. But,
No, I know that's him.
It's not .com or Grizz.
Yeah, it is.
No.
Well, we just committed racism.
No, because the guy, he looks... are we sure 100% it's not him?
I know it's him.
No, because the guy that we're thinking of was in... what's that movie? He was also in Halloween Kills.
I don't know.
But he's not, but neither of the guys we're thinking of.
Whoops.
Yeah, we committed a racism. Because I'm going to find out what that guy was in because I'm like, why we're... who we're confusing him with.
Well, he just looks like... Yeah, who cares?
Yeah. Anyways, it happens. What are you going to do?
Yeah.
But yeah, they yeah, so he has sex with a girl and then he comes out and he adjusts his package.
Mm-hmm.
But also he's kind of well endowed. The character, because they show him in his tight, whitey tighties and everything, it's like,
yeah.
I'm like, that's a fun little swerve.
Yeah, I mean, this movie's just kind of like all those other movies where all these and also crazy the guy things from Tremors. Happen. Oh,
is his dad.
Fred Ward,
yeah. Remo Williams, yeah. But he has, like I said, I think the whole we've been coming here for 30 years thing and then the waiter saying we've only been here for about for 7 years. I love that back and forth because like when I worked at like Farmer Boys, like there were people that would not necessarily claim they've been coming there longer than the place has been open.
Cause it was fairly new when you started working.
But people would claim like would especially towards the end, cause I'd been there for 4 years or so. It's like, you know, we've been coming here since it opened and it's like, so that entitles you to something. Like there's that whole feeling of like, okay.
And that was even that long ago.
Yeah. But it's like, so like the whole, we've been coming here for 30 years and him just being told, well, we haven't even been open that long is a great, is a great moment. Like, and I still laugh at that every time I watch this movie, because there is that air of entitlement, and it really bothers me.
I haven't watched this movie since I was like.
It's been a while maybe? Since I've watched this movie for sure. It hasn't aged as poorly as I thought it would.
No, it didn't. It was fine. It was funny. Like, there's definitely funny parts. It's not like an old school or.
Oh, no. Nothing's on old school level. Old school level's up there.
Or, like, you know, the first, like, Anchorman, like that kind of comedy. It's not. But, I mean, I enjoy it. I mean, because even. I feel like if we rewatch the first American Pie, it's not going to be great. I think part two would probably be better.
I don't know. It's been a minute. The last time I've watched any of the American Pies was when I saw American Reunion.
I could taste the bubbles. Hey, I miss your wedding. I'm not going to miss this. That makes no sense.
It's like, I missed your wedding, but, you know, I definitely wouldn't miss the reunion. It's like, I get that they wanted to acknowledge that he wasn't there for that, but it's like, that's a weird way of acknowledging it.
Stifler's not eating a turd in that last movie.
It's gross.
So great. Mr. Belvedere is also in the third one. Thor?
Yeah, because that's for American Wedding, because they have the dance-off.
I enjoy that movie.
Every American Pie I've seen, I enjoyed when I saw them.
Yes, me too.
Whether or not they hold up, hey, time's going to tell.
Which one's the one where he wakes up and he says, I just have a feeling something really bad's about to happen. When Stifler is having sex with his mom. Is it the last one?
Yeah.
Like, he wakes up. I just had a feeling something really terrible is about to happen. That was great.
Yeah, I think that's Reunion.
Okay.
I think, yeah. Like I said, they all were enjoyable at the time of which I've seen them.
Yeah. It made band people think they're better than everybody, which they already did. But, you know.
We knew, we hung out with people, with one person who was in band. And they really are their own universe.
It's crazy. It's bizarre.
They live in a different world within that school. At least at our school, that's how it really was. And it was like there was a hierarchy. And like if you were in band, like there was a cool person in the band. And like, oh, you
weird.
This person's very cool.
And they weren't, though.
Hey. And then, but it's
for
like,
the school,
but
they
it's
weren't.
Like outside of that universe, it's like, well, you're a fucking Poindexter.
Yeah. You feel like Will
fucking,
Ferrell.
Fucking Urkel.
Will Ferrell with Blue Steel.
Yeah, like, I mean, you're taking crazy pills. Like, thing. I don't, it's. Yeah.
I always enjoy Breckenmeyer, though.
I've always liked Breckenmeyer.
I mean, he doesn't do
I'm
anything
Boba.
Wrong. Yeah. Bow, bow. Then I was like, that. And then, I mean, Sean William Scott, I enjoy him.
I pretty much will enjoy Sean William Scott in anything I see him in as well.
But he's not in anything anymore.
Well. Yeah, I mean, the last thing was the last thing I remember
thing.
Was Lethal Weapon.
He was in that lottery thing. There was like the one with John Cena's protecting Awkwafina.
Oh, he was in that?
I think he is in it.
Huh. How about that? Yeah, because the last thing I remember him being in.
He's Max's gay brother.
There is that. He was, but he was also the replacement for the actor who played Riggs. In the TV show Lethal Weapon, because that guy went crazy.
Yes.
Yeah, I guess he was in the lottery.
Danny Glover was 41 years old when he was saying he's too old for this shit.
That's wild.
I'm Danny Glover's age.
It's called Jackpot. That was the name of that movie. Oh, there was a movie called The Wrath of Becky, which was a sequel to a movie where Kevin James is a bad guy. But like he's playing a scary neo-Nazi.
That's crazy.
With a shaved head. Yeah. But yeah. Yeah, it's a shame. Like, Sean William Scott should be in more stuff because he's always entertaining. Like,
it's true.
Like, he's, you know what? Role Models. Just go watch Role Models. You'll understand.
Yeah.
I'm not telling you that. I'm telling the listener.
I mean, it's great. It's a good movie.
We've talked about it plenty of time on this show. But yeah, Role Models, delight is a delight. But yeah, Sean William Scott, and I, you know, he's just trying
and
to help
Tom
his friend.
Tom Green's good.
And he talks to his friend's dick.
And Tom Green is good.
You know what? Yeah, okay. So here's the that's the other thing is like this movie made me realize and remember how much I actually really did enjoy Tom Green to the point where I actually wanted to go back and like find old episodes of the Tom Green show.
You've never seen like old clips again? I have.
I don't.
Like that Where's My Dinner Bitch is one of the I mean, he was really mean to his parents.
Oh yeah.
The slut mobile. I thought he spray painted his dad's car with the girls going down on each other. And then his dad saw it, walked to the bus stop to go to work, and he's like, and then he pulled up to the bus stop and he said, "Dad, I thought you really like sluts, so I did it for you." And then he made statues, and one of them was called "Where's My Dinner, Bitch." He's like, "Remember, Dad, when you grabbed Mom, and you're like, 'Where's my dinner, bitch?'"
Oh, but then, but there was an implosion, and that's why I think the implosion is what makes me like would make me look back not as fondly on Tom Green because of the Todd in Charlie's Angels. And Freddy Got Fingered.
Well, Freddy Got Fingered is a whole
yeah
other thing. Did they just like, did he not get
I don't know, man. Were
they just like, here's money, make a movie?
I don't know what happened with that unless the whole thing was a work. Like him working a shoot.
I would say, though, the worst thing ever made is The Pest. There's nothing worse.
Have you watched Freddy Got Fingered?
It can't be worse than this.
I think we should find out.
You think
that? I think we might have to watch both again.
I can't. Like, I can't watch The Pest again.
I don't think you could watch Freddy Got Fingered.
I've never seen it.
I really don't think you could. I tried watching it.
It's worse.
I couldn't even finish it. Whereas I've at least sat through the entire Pest.
I hate John Leguizamo.
I get that. I do. I truly do. You hate Cholo, but. Freddy Got Fingered's a rough watch.
Yeah, it's worse than that.
It is like it is bad.
I don't even know how that's possible.
It is alarmingly bad. Like it's insane how like
it's got ripped torn in it.
That don't help. Not in this situation. No, it's I don't know. There's no words.
He called his ass. He invented planking.
Yes.
He would go underneath the guy's bed while looking at it, and he just would lay under there. I thought it was one of the funniest things I've ever seen in my life. He would do interviews with a turd on the microphone and act like it wasn't there. He invented pranks.
Well, he didn't invent pranks.
He filmed them.
No. What's his name invented pranks? The Fred Rogan.
No. He with the Asian guy screaming?
From Rogan's Heroes, that's where I learned
but
about
because
pranks.
Of Tom Green is also like a part of like the whole Jackass thing.
Yes, that was the doorway in. Yeah, pretty much.
And he was also a skater.
Also, yes.
I just like
because couldn't you unlock? Wasn't there like a code to like unlock him in one of the Tony Hawk games?
I think so.
Yeah, I feel
I just like
there
him
was.
Filming him when they look at the video and it's. Him grabbing his ass and shaking. It's like, it's my bum.
It's my bum. Ah. It's my bum. Bum.
I enjoy it.
Well, he like yells Tom Unleash Green. The Fury and throws a snake at the guy.
It's almost like a...
But like yeah, Tom Green's enjoying this.
It's like an Austin Powers thing. Like, Austin Powers 1 is just an amazing movie.
Correct.
And you just go back, you're like, you're all right, man.
And I thought, yeah. But yeah, that's the same. I mean, honestly, Tom Green's a delight in this movie. Just about everyone is a delight in this
Except
movie.
For that one guy.
I don't necessarily hate him. I just don't love the character. Like I feel like no one's ever watched this movie and said that's their favorite character.
No.
Like I don't even think anyone's ever watched this movie and said like that's their third
favorite
character. What
did Andy Dick say? He was like, "Well, maybe I can order you an 11-year-old prostitute." I was like, "That's amazing."
Because he's Andy Dick.
Or maybe off somebody.
And then the one guy just wants to get episode 2 spoilers. And then he wrestles Breckenmeyer.
That's how old this was, huh?
Yeah. But it's because it was after Phantom Menace.
Yeah.
But it was, it came out in between Phantom Menace and Attack of the Clones. So, but does Road Trip hold up?
I don't know if I would like watch it again. Like I enjoyed it, but it's like I would not tell anyone to watch this over any of these other movies. Like Harold and Kumar is better, I would say. It's got Freak Show and stuff.
Hey, Randy.
It's your bush.
What?
He's the devil.
What?
The devil. Like, I like that. And I did like Euro Trip more.
But my question is, does this one hold up?
I guess it's an AMPM hot dog. No, because I think people would like it. I guess it does. In the lowest way possible, I think it does kind of hold up.
It wins by a nose.
Yeah. It's not like anything, because there's nothing crazy either that's like offensive or crazy. Yeah. There's nothing crazy or anything like that that happened, so I'm not sure. Yeah, I know it. I'll say yes.
All right. Yeah, you know what? I would say it holds up. It's not, like, by far, it's not, I mean, there's plenty of comedies that are better than it, but it's not hurting anyone either. And it is shitty. And when you do watch it, you do it's laugh. Yeah. Yeah. There's stuff that's funny. Is it a movie I would probably watch it again.
It doesn't feel like a chore or anything like that. Yeah.
And you know what? The length really helps it too, because it's only about 90 minutes and it flies. It doesn't really drag at any point. It's not so bad where I feel like, oh, I just enjoy it because of nostalgia, but I don't know if I can recognize it.
It's just a funny movie.
It's funny, but it's not the best thing Todd Phillips has made. It's not the worst thing Todd Phillips has made.
Because he's made The Joker too.
Correct. And he's also made The Hangover 3 and The Hangover 2.
Wait, 3? You don't like that?
No, I think that's two.
Oh, I've never seen
the
it.
Two sequels to The Hangover are not good because they are sequels to The Hangover,
and which is an amazing piece of art.
And I think this is better than those sequels.
Oh wow!
Yeah,
because I've never seen Part 3.
I would rather watch this than like Part 2 and even Part 3. But
I have a demon inside of me.
I think it holds up. I think it's fine to watch. I do agree with the fact that you said if you're a teenage boy, you will probably enjoy this movie. Like, I think, you know, there's definitely an age that works, but that's how a lot of college movies are.
Yeah.
I don't think there's any issue with it at all. Do you have anything to recommend this week?
I've been watching I watched all the Madagascar movies. And Part 1 is, I think they made it with $25 because it has some of the worst CG I've ever seen in my life. It is old.
It is.
The first one is. I mean, it looks worse than almost like Toy Story 1, like people.
Mm-hmm.
It looks really fucking shitty. And then Part 2 is okay because Alec Baldwin's like the bad guy too. Part 3 is great.
But Part 1 has physically fit.
I mean, it's in all the movies.
Is it? Yeah. But it was.
Yeah.
It's in the first one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Because that's Sacha Baron Cohen, right?
Yeah. And he's doing Indian guy's voice. I mean, that's what he's doing.
In all of them?
Yeah. He's doing that voice in all. And then Part 3 is just great, which I just watched it today with my kids. And then the penguins, they're amazing. they're fucking hilarious. And then they have their own movie.
The Penguins of Madagascar.
John Malkovich is the bad guy. And they keep saying famous people's names throughout it because his henchmen, he was like Nicolas Cage. Like, he's
okay.
It's just funny. It's just good. It's just good stuff. And Benedict Cumberbatch is a voice in it. He's not crawling around the floor, I imagine, because he's playing a wolf that walks upright.
Does he say penguins normal or does he say no, penguins he, weird like he does in that? Have you seen that? Yeah. Penguins.
Penguins. that it gets worse and worse. He's doing his normal voice. He has a British voice in it. But I'm like, I don't even know what his real voice is.
I do. Because
I've heard it sound differently British sometimes, too.
I mean, if you watch Sherlock, that's pretty much his voice.
I've never seen it.
It's a good show. Mostly.
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 That's what I'll watch. Madagascar 3. You don't need any background. You don't need to watch the other ones. And the Penguins of Madagascar.
At this point, I'm like saving up all of these kids' movies that I never got a chance to see to watch once, you know, the boy is here.
Yes.
I mean, not right away. Because his first movie is going to be Die Hard. Because he's going to be born in Christmas.
That's true.
So
Caligula.
He's no. I mean, he's going to come out. He's going to come out the womb, and Die Hard's just going to be on my phone, and I'm showing it to him as he's coming out the birth canal.
Him crawling through a vent.
I'd be like, "This is you right now, coming out of the birth canal. Come to the coast. We'll get together, have a few laughs."
And also, if anyone out there has ever pooped so hard that you get a boner, it's not a good thing. It's just like, you know.
Wait. Okay, wait. What did you just? Did this happen recently?
I don't know when I said this because I was like, I feel like one of my turds is breached. Like, it's like trying to come out. It's like it did so hard that you just get a bone.
Because it reminds you of what it felt like having a dick going.
No, it just like it just happens.
Okay.
You know, just letting you know.
I don't think that's ever happened to me. Don't get me wrong. I've had ones that feel like they're coming out sideways. Because the rock turned it sideways and shoved it up my candy ass, and that's how it comes back out. But I don't. I've never gotten a boner from it. So that's interesting. We'll delve more into that next week.
Okay.
Yeah, you can find me playing Travis Instagram and all these other places. As far as recommendations go, I would recommend there was a show, it's on Peacock, called Hysteria. It came out in October, with Bruce Campbell's in it, Julie Bowen. It's basically playing on the whole 80s satanic panic aspect where everyone was like, oh, metal is the devil. So if you listen to metal bands, you might be a devil worshiper, and this stuff is going to, you know, taint your kids' personalities and make them evil. And it plays into that, but there actually is something else going on, and it was very, very solid watch. 8 episodes, so it's pretty quick too. Some good songs on the soundtrack as well. Highly recommend that. That was Hysteria was solid, and it's like Bruce Campbell completely playing it straight too, which is like
that show's good.
I enjoyed it a lot. Enjoyed it a lot.
He's barely in it, right?
No, he's in it a good amount because he's the town sheriff. They call him a special guest star, but he's in pretty much every episode.
He's just doing his Bruce Campbell thing.
No, like I said, he's kind of playing it straight, but he's good in it. I already forgot.
Is he able to do that?
Yeah.
How else does Bruce Campbell act?
He's just acting normal.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. You mean he's Bruce Campbell?
But he's acting normal.
He's always acting normal.
But he's not, you know, hello, Mr. Fancy Pants. He's not, you know, doing, he's not doing the Ashley.
But that's normal.
No, he's just acting like a more normal.
I've seen him talk in real life and he's like the same person.
Yeah, he's being normal.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's acting like. But not normal Bruce Campbell. He's just being normal. Yeah.
Oh, so he's acting differently.
Yeah, but also, like I said, there's just a lot of good music in it too. Because 80s metal. 80s metal, 80s rock, and then some 80s pop. Peacock. It's on the Peacock.
You ever watch those Goosebumps shows?
No, I want to go back and watch the Justin Long one, and I'm kind of interested in watching David Schwimmer.
Why does he look so bad?
David Schwimmer, because he's old.
No, but like, it's like, because he's getting work done.
He doesn't look, I mean, when I, like, it's weird. The picture, like, the still picture of him that's, like, on the poster looks weird. But when I saw the trailer, I'm like, oh, he doesn't look that bad.
No, he looks weird. It's not, like, Joey, has he had work done? Because he's just aging like a normal person.
Well, because he's Joey.
But, David Schwimmer.
Because, you know what? All that happened with Joey is he just turned into your uncle. Like, not your uncle, but I mean, like, everyone's uncle. He became our uncle. Like, but, like, the cool uncle. Not the fun uncle. Just the cool uncle.
I'm so shocked that Chandler was, you know, on pills even though he couldn't talk or anything. It's shocking.
What? No, that was actual veneer work. He was on pills, but that wasn't what was causing him to talk weird. It was because he had just gotten, like, because when they actually still did that, he wasn't on anything yet. And what he was on later on was supposed to be, and that's why they brought up all those criminal charges. Anyways.
Can I be on any more drugs?
He could. You guys, the guy had an issue, but he was trying to make the best of it. That's all I'll say. That's a weird note to end on. AAA, Gone Not Forgotten.
This is my recital. I think it's very vital.